The latest finding, I must say, that we are appalled by the intensification of the attacks on the civilian population. The civilian population is paying the price for this conflict. Of course, you have some deaths of combatants, but who is being killed, who is being wounded, is the civilian society. There are several new practices by the government and by the non-state armored groups. For instance, the attack on protected objects like hospitals and churches. There are a lot of violations of the rights of the children, not only enrolling the children in the armored groups, but also snipers killing children. We have documented a very big number of deaths of children affected by shots by these snipers. Something new also is the use of barrel bombings, this very improvised weapon that provokes terrible wounds and also deaths in the population. Finally, sexual gender violence is also very much present, and we have documented this concerning women and concerning girls.
Your report does talk about external factors driving the conflict. Who are these and how are they influencing the war?
Of course, it is not in our mandate to make an investigation about this or to name who are the member states responsible for this support. But very much on the line of an appeal by the High Commission for Human Rights, we say that it's very important to curb the flow of arms for both parties. And saying that those member states supporting those parties, one day they can be held responsible because of the violations of human rights and the breach of humanitarian law practiced by the parties that they are supporting.
Violations of human rights are being committed by both parties, but the world remains almost divided on how to deal with the question of Syria. How is this impacting the fact that the world is unable to come together and make one decision on Syria?
Because what happened in Syria, of course, you have a conflict in the parties in the interior of Syria, but you have also another war that is supported by different parties. And then you have in the world a very important division of perspectives of how to end the war. We lament that the Geneva Conference II was not able to reach some progress in terms of the negotiation, but we continue to believe that there is not a military solution for the civil war and that negotiation continues to be the main roadmap for peace.
What is your message to the Security Council, which also appears to be divided?
First, a message for the parties involved in the conflict that they must respect the rules of engagement. Nobody is respecting the rules of engagement. And the second is an appeal that we do in the report that the Security Council must present the case of Syria to the International Criminal Court. This is something that all over the world there is a great frustration because the perpetrators continue with full impunity. I insist that the Security Council must refer the case of Syria to the International Criminal Court.
You have been denied access to Syria since your commission was established. How has this impacted on your findings on the ground?
That is, we are able to do the reports because we reached the interior of Syria by Skype, by telephone. But of course, if you were able to enter the country, we could add much more information to our reports to continue being objective and impartial. And we lament very much that the government of the Syrian Arab Republic was not able to grant us access. And we can only visit Syria with the authorization by the government.